Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Olympics start at the end of the week. Very, very exciting. Israel, of course, has sent a phenomenal contingency to Paris. They already got there on Monday. But there is a lot of pressure. Obviously, it's not going to impact these games. But it has become very much part of the conversation. South Africans as well being pulled into it, maybe because of South Africa's past. And what they've tried to do very cleverly is to link South Africa's Olympic ban in the past because of apartheid to Israel, even though, of course, we know that that isn't the case. We wanted to speak to the South African Zionist Federation. Craig Pantanowitz is the vice chairperson of the South African Zionist Fed. He joins us this morning. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm exceptionally well. Thank you so much. And good morning to everybody out there.
So the South Africa, of course, being pulled into this, as it always seems to be, what is the reason for that?
I think that the reason we have been pulled into this, or we are again at the forefront of making Israel our focus, is in the same vein as, you know, our stance where we took Israel to the ICJ. And this is just further a further attack on Israel in another way that we get to have our say and try and exclude Israel from the rest of the world.
Is there any, can it have any impact on this particular Olympics?
Howard, I don't think that it's going to have any impact in terms of our athletes from Israel not competing. But I certainly think it does have an impact on, you know, their ability to maybe perform at the best possible level. There are enhanced security around our athletes all the time. And it must be disconcerting for them to know that there are certain sectors of the French population that are going to protest lots of the sporting events that they are going to be competing in. But listening to some of the athletes and listening to some of the administrators that have accompanied our athletes to Israel, they certainly are very keen and very positive to show Israel in a good light, to perform to the best of their abilities, and hopefully come home with some medals again.
Yeah, well, that would be great. I saw that one of the far-left French lawmakers did say that Israel shouldn't be there and they're not welcome. That could really cause a significant amount of disturbance for the Olympic Games in general.
No question. And I think that, you know, his comments were very, very perturbing. Having said that, the Prime Minister Macron, or President Macron, said yesterday that the Olympic athletes from Israel are absolutely welcome, that our Prime Minister is welcome to attend the opening ceremonies. And I know that they have put huge protocols in place, both with the Shin Bet and with the French security service, to make sure our athletes are safe at all times.
Has South Africa been vocal at all in this regard?
Yes, Howard, there have been a number of posters that have popped up around South Africa requesting for the Olympic Committee to boycott Israel and not allow our athletes to compete.
But don't they realize they're not here? They're in Paris right now. I mean, why put up a poster on the November 1? It's not going to, anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sometimes wonder that, you know, shouting into a thunderstorm doesn't have any impact. But the truth is they are trying to make as much noise as possible. And I think that the South African government and some of the South African people need to remember that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, with a huge respect for human rights, tolerance, diversity. And those are the very, very values that the Olympics embody. And I think our athletes will once again go and rise above all of this noise and show what a diverse group of people it is. And I think people need to also realize that the athletes that are representing Israel are not just Jewish. They are Arabs, they are Muslims. For the first time, we've got an Arab-Israeli swimmer competing in the Olympics. And I wonder, for those Arabs representing Israel proudly, how difficult that must be.
Yeah. Incredible, because they too would be banned, which just doesn't really make any sense. Have we heard anything from Durko?
not that I'm aware of directly, Howard. I haven't seen anything come across the news wires that Derek have commented. Late President Mandela's grandson has been at the very, very forefront of making a big noise at the Olympics, which is expected. But again, you know, we have to just realize that's what it is. It's just noise. And our athletes are there, they're in Paris and they're preparing. And I suspect that they will again fly our flag very proudly. Many of them are excited to, you know, go to the opening ceremonies. I've been seeing lots of commentary coming out of the team saying they're incredibly excited. And they carry our flag proudly.
Absolutely incredible. Craig Pantanowitz, Vice Chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation, talking to us about the push to ban Israel from the Olympic Games. It's 8:54.